na 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 na.
Waterless hand cleaner really cleans up for us. Just a dab. Removes paint, grease, tar, carbon, ink, even plain dirt. Anytime, anywhere, without water. The whole crew swears by Baraxo Waterless. And so will you.
That I swear from a northern blue sky. Smile on their faces, they entered their doom like they knew. If the world should end, they won't care about that anyway. I change the water and I burn the fire. You play with chemicals, making their doom like you knew. If the world should end, you won't care about that anyway. Maybe that's the way you live your life, but I know life, it don't always live that way. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade. Way. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Maybe that's the way. Thank you. life go by. I tell you, we'll find a way.
I have seen some slipshod backwater birds, but this place takes the cake.
Oh my goodness, I certainly need that cup of Jesus right now.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, what if it was true? And oh my, oh my, oh my, tell me, is it true? Did he, did he, did he die upon that cross? And did he?
A river of excrement and a Native American water vessel without any means of propulsion.
Yeah. little thoughts about you several times. I almost gave in to temptation. Do you know that once I tiptoed into your room and stood over you for the longest time? It was the most awful temptation to wake you up. I wish that I had. It would have been deliciously wicked.
Believe everything is alive, not only man and animals, but also water, earth, stone, and also the things from them. That is the way things are. But the white man, they believe everything is dead. Stone, earth, animals, and people, even their own people. If things keep trying to live, white man will rob them out. That is the difference. More roads, more hospitals, more schools, more nurses, more teachers, more police, more fire, more water, more energy, more ports, more, more, more. More, more, more. More water, more energy, more ports, more, more, more.
This is Walter Reeves, and I admit it, I have a bucket in my tub. It's amazing how much water I used to waste while waiting for the scrubs. A bit of soap and shampoo doesn't hurt them. Don't shower with a friend, shower with a bucket. Let's all do our part to be water smart and save time, save money, and save water. Find more tips at www.conservewatergeorgia.net. Call your local UGA Cooperative Extension office at 1-UGA-1.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberry Collage here on WMFO in the Medium Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and the theme for this episode is we kicked off that set with Led Zeppelin's epic performance of the triple live CD album. As Jimmy Page himself stated, the band was at the top of their performing abilities in 1972, when that album was recorded. A performance at the LA Forum on June 25th, and another one at the Long Beach Arena on June 27th, 1972. As a guitar player, I just love the way Jimmy Page might use, say, three different guitar tracks, three different guitars that he plays simultaneously on a song. And then, when he does it live, he's got to figure out how to combine them all, or pick what he's going to play on just one guitar. How the West Was Won definitely gets my vote for one of the best ever live albums. Next up was Seal singing us Deep Water from his eponymous debut album of 1991. And then, it was the Violent Femmes with a song from their 1984 album, Jesus Walking on the Water, followed by Bob Marley and No Water. And then going out to Chuck U and Diane, a collaboration between Brian Eno and Robert Fripp called Slow Water, from the first of Brian Eno's Music for Films album. And then we brought the set to a close musically with another riff-rocking song. That was The Cult and Electric Ocean. Meanwhile, right now, we're listening to Moby. This ambient piece is called God Moving Over the Face of the Waters from his Everything Is Wrong album, which was a product of 1995. As I mentioned earlier in the program, this water theme partly came about because of a water disruption that happened to a bunch of us neighbors living around Tufts earlier this week. A water main broke, and we lost all the water to our house from the late afternoon until the early morning. And in May of 2010, 2 million people in the Boston area had to deal with a four-day disruption that left all the water coming out of their faucets unsafe to drink. And of course, there are all sorts of other problems that could cause you to lose your drinking water and other utilities. I was much happier that it was only the water that wasn't working. Losing electricity is a much bigger deal for me, at least in the short term. So, looking at the bigger picture, the question is, if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communications and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies that you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food the last 3 days? How about a week? Because, you know, unexpected situations like a water disruption or a power outage or so many other kinds of emergencies can happen at any time. So it's really a good idea to be prepared. So, around your home, you should have food and you should have water. That'll keep you going for a while, a couple of days at least. But it's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles can be romantic and have their places, but really, you gotta be extremely careful with open flames like that. They can be very dangerous. And the absolute worst possible time to cause a fire is when there are other emergencies going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community and Educational Radio. We've got one final set for you, and it's going to commence with three completely different songs that are all exactly called Wade in the Water. That triple shot is going to include a version by Michelle Schacht and another by a band called Squid Vicious Overdose. But the one we're going to start with right now is a collaboration by Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones. So here they are now with, well, the song's called Wade in the Water, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Dime Sound Collage, only on the 91.5 FM airwaves and streaming services thereof of WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Freeform Radio.
Every culture need liberty like they need food and water and air. Everywhere that freedom arrives, humanity rejoices. And everywhere that freedom stirs, let tyrants fear.
Without water, we're doomed.
Wade in the water, wade Well, I took one step in the Jordan. Water, it come to my knees. And then I took another step in the Jordan. And the water come up to my waist. And then I took one step in the Jordan. The water, it covered my head. And then I looked and saw a man on the Canaan side. He was making my dying bed. Oh, won't you come on, children, way
in the water.
Come on, y'all.
Thank you. not only wicked and sinful, it isn't even any fun.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges, and we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
You know what? came out to Montreux on the Lake Geneva shoreline to make records with the mobile. We didn't have much time. Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the best place around, but some stupid with a flag on burned the place to the ground.
Discovery to the head of the laboratory. One teaspoon of this new drug, LSD,
could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
I'm just a sucker for you. tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river, down by the banks of the River Chalk. That's what's happening, baby.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme for the 120 minutes of this episode has been water. And we began that last set with three completely different songs, all called Wade in the Water. The first was a collaboration between Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones. The second was by Michelle Schacht from her To Heaven You Ride album. And then the final version was from Squid Vicious's Overdose, which I found on a great compilation called Surfin' Senorita, Whipped Cream, Tijuana Taxi, Spanish Flea, and other hits. by a whole bunch of various artists. And then we heard Ray Price and Willie Nelson. That was their song, Deep Water. Then it was Zen Gardens and a piece called Kiyomizu Dera, the Clearwater Temple. Next up was Van Halen, believe it or not, with a song called Dirty Water Dog. That was from the album titled Van Halen 3, but was actually the 11th studio album by the band. It was also the band's only studio album that had Gary Cherone as their lead vocalist. He had been Extreme's lead vocalist before that. And, well, there wasn't much more to that. The album was called Van Halen 3 in that way because it was their third lineup. Then we heard a short piece from Kevorkian Death Cycle called Water. And then we finished things off with that Boston anthem recorded by those out-of-towners, the Standells. And I found that version on the incredible Nuggets compilation, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, 1965 to 1968. Backing me up right now is a song I'm sending out to fellow Tangerine Dream fan, Savoy Fair, who should be coming up next with songs from the Squid Pod, with a feature-laden mix of some of the best music of the 1980s for you. This song is called Water's Gift from Tangerine Dream's Canyon Dreams album. Next week, WMFO is going to be participating in a multi-station virtual concert event. So WMFO station management is giving me the week off. No problem there. We'll be returning on June 4th. In the meantime, enjoy the music that's coming up next. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. People die.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.